Oh, that's a good art.
Julia Holdenis is an Ōtautahi-based artist producing beautiful installations that combine an array of mediums such as mixed media fabrications, ceramics, textile, and painting, speaking to Holdenis's continued dialogue and exploration of modernism, specifically to alternative histories of female modernism in New Zealand. Within her current show, The Room at Ashenby, showing at Sanderson Contemporary, Holdenis looks to the scene of the Charleston House as a source of inspiration, presenting a body of hand-decorated ceramics, vessels and tiles, alongside selected watercolours from her studio archive, bringing the viewer into the intimate and domestic site of memory and imagination. I caught up with Julia about the show and overall practice. Would you like to start off by introducing yourself and your overall practice a little bit?
Kia ora Maya. Yes. I'm Julia Holdenis and I'm an artist who's based in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. Since I completed my PhD through AUT and then moved to here in Christchurch. I've developed, a sort of installation practice where I exhibit a few times a year, and I create textiles, ceramics, paintings, move across quite a few different mediums, but I guess, it's really mainly a kind of installation practice, I get opportunities in public galleries, and I show with Sanderson Contemporary and the National here in Ōtautahi.
Your practice has this long-standing interest and exploration of art history, specifically to modernism and Aotearoa female artists such as Frances Hodgkins and Rita Angus. Do you want to speak a little bit to your interest in art history and modernism, as well as this continued dialogue that your practice seems to have with these historical figures?
Yes, so my PhD explored a device I use in my practice, and that is the invention of a historical figure called Florence Weir. She's a made-up figure and based on a sort of number of different women, and I'm particularly interested in a kind of multidisciplinary practice, and she gives me ultimate creative freedom to explore a range of mediums and how artists from often that modernist period, like Sophie Tober Arps or Frances Hodgkins, often like turned their hand to other art forms or even industries, really. And I find that really fascinating. So Florence allows me to explore modernism and kind of make up these frames of reference. Florence was born in New Zealand, but spent time living in different parts of the world. She kind of intersects these different movements. Like, I say that she was the only New Zealander to have ever studied at the Bauhaus. So my interest in modernism, I guess it's just that there was a huge time of change, and I've always been interested in the women artists of that time who are kind of such a discovery. They sort of, perhaps when I was a teenager and looking at art history, I perhaps wasn't sort of so aware of some of the artists I look at now. So I kind of think there has been this shift, and it's all about that kind of overlooked figures.
Your show Room at the Ashenby, which is currently on at Sanderson, it presents a beautiful and intimate display of new ceramics alongside selected watercolours from your studio archive. How did this specific body of work start to develop and find its momentum? Did these watercolours from your archive kind of act as a starting point to this new body or ceramics?
Yeah, so last year I had another show at Sanderson called Botanical Pursuits, where I was looking at the role of gardens and women. So the Garden Museum in London had a wonderful exhibition, which I sadly didn't see, but it was called Gardening Bohemia, and it looked at the role of gardens in that kind of Bloomsbury time. So Vanessa Bell's garden at Charleston, her sister Virginia Woolf's at Monk's House, and some other women in the group who might not have necessarily been artists but were supporters of the arts and had incredible gardens and estates where they met and had this real freedom to just sort of be in the garden. Like they often would maybe do like performances or just like run around naked and take photographs and just, wonderful, like artistic kind of social life. I don't know. Anyway, this gardening exhibition I thought was, this exhibition was really great to look at paintings, but also like ephemera that related to this idea of women and the role of their gardens as this very much this creative space. And I love gardening. That's become a big thing for me. And, in some ways my studio and my garden kind of intermingle because my studio is like right in my garden. And I'm actually doing another project now based on an early botanical painter called Emily Harris. And so I've got all these like specimens of native plants and I've got lots of sort of, cuttings and vases and things in my studio. And so this exhibition last year called Botanical Pursuits was imagining Florence living in London and sort of like the fact that she might live in a kind of flat or apartment, but that she had connections with people who had wonderful gardens and that perhaps she even did a little bit of garden design. There were tiles in there, so I thought of her kind of doing tile design. And there were a few vases with botanical imagery. There were watercolours. It was kind of this fancy of one of the exhibitions of fantasy. One of the exhibitions was called A Charleston Fancy. And it just really kind of explored my interests in Vanessa Bell, the garden as this creative private space for women. So then when I kind of just didn't feel quite finished with that, really. I wanted to keep exploring it. And so this room at Ashenby, it's actually an exhibition where there's no mention of Florence in a very direct way, but I guess she's always a kind of spectra there present for me. But I wanted to explore more ceramic surface design. And yes, you're right, I did look at these watercolours I've been doing of gardens. I had these works that were actually in one of the vitrines in the Modern Woman exhibition, and I thought about that. They kind of remind me of sort of garden plans. I've got a cousin, Andy Hamilton, he's a garden designer in Auckland, and he really responded to my works. He sort of said they remind him of kind of early landscape design images, kind of from sort of aerial perspectives, like sort of planting plans and things. And their work's from kind of 22, I think. And then I wanted to try that sort of image making on my ceramics. And it's just so joyful for me to explore that surface design on these vases. I mean, it's really quite a wonderful way of making a painting. I kind of think of it as painting because you're just working on a surface, but it's an interesting surface in that you have to move around and it's kind of, it can't all be viewed at once. Yeah, I just wanted also to bring back in tiles. So tiles and vases I thought were a nice combination. And also, so there's a strong reference to Charleston and painted surfaces, painted furniture, and then beautiful little ceramics that Vanessa did. They were all just potting away, painting away, cooking. It's this idea that we don't have to separate out art making from our daily lives and our interiors, right? Like, it's all mixed in for me, and it's just as fascinating to see a little ceramic by an artist as one of their like great paintings, you know, to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah.
No, it's so, it's got that layered quality. It's, I don't know, it makes it really, really intimate, and you're not just painting on a canvas, but rather something with its own inherent histories and its own memories. And
yeah
I love the painting on it, and this the exploration of alternative surfaces in which image, pattern and colour are really explored and thought through in these different ways. This wonderful hand-painted vessels and tiles that really shift the painted image and bring it into a embodied form. You did already speak a little bit about it, but why the specific choice of tiles and vessels as this carrier for these painted marks?
I think it's the vases with the connection to bringing the garden inside. But I think that these vessels are not really probably going to be used for flowers. People may do that, but I feel like they kind of stand alone, like they're so busy and rich, obviously. Like, personally, if I'm going to have flowers, I like them in a glass vase. Like, there's nothing better just to show off the flowers and greenery. But, I guess it's that connection to garden. And tiles, I love tiles because they can be just sitting on a surface, leaned. It's this like really informal little painting. It's like, I just think tiles are really rich. Yeah, I actually worked on found tile, and just the surface that enables me to paint. Yeah, and I just thought it might be a nice combination of having the vessels being the sort of hand thrown, and then the tiles, some of which are hand built by me, or as I say, found tiles.
Yeah, and on these beautiful ceramics, you did already talk about it, but you have got this beautiful garden imagery that slips in and out of abstraction and into a kind of inherent pattern making that is abundant with beautiful gestural painterly marks. I'd love to know a bit more about your creative process. Could you talk me through the process of creating the painted image on these ceramic pieces? Because it must be, quite hard to work around that that 3D form.
Lovely description, thank you. They are, to be honest, quite unplanned, but I kind of pick up a piece, so I have my shapes and forms, and I sort of sit with them for a while. And it's always quite nerve-wracking, like, getting going on them, because, you know, there's been a certain amount of resource and effort to even just get them to this bisque stage, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, God, am I going to, just muck this up and waste this piece?
Mm.
But also, there's kind of two parts of that, to that question. I'll tell you. So I use Kiwi underglazes, and I think they've got an amazing colour range. So I've got a number of colours, and I also mix my own colours. For example, I just mix like black and blue to get like a really beautiful, really dark midnight blue. But I really have got quite a number of colours, like possibly, I don't know, 40 colours or something.
Oh, wow.
And and then so I just want to say that. So I do that, and then I either do a clear glaze on top, or some of them have a matte glaze first, and then I paint on top of that with the Kiwi underglazes. Now, that's actually a kind of a style called Majorca, and to me it just gives this quite rustic kind of old school look that I'm going for.
Mm.
But there's a couple of the vases which have more of a sheen, and they've got, or more of a gloss, I should say, and they are kind of just more like a clear glaze on top. So I don't always glaze them in the same way. But then I have another thing I do that gives me more freedom, I think. Okay, so I use something called porcelain paint. Now, this is something that just goes on after the glaze firing, and often it's maybe used by ceramicists to kind of fix something.
Mm.
It's used by hobbyists who want to paint their own like ceramics, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And again, huge range of colors. But I've actually just got a limited range. I've got this really wonderful golden yellow and a blue and some greens. And it's just a way of kind of enhancing or just going a bit further when I get them out of the kiln. It's like another, because, yeah, you do have less control, I think. You would definitely agree with that, with ceramics, painting. So it just gives me another shot at enhancing or just adding something. What I wanted to tell you about my process is, working with like a three-dimensional form, is I often look at paintings. So there's one with this kind of blue tree. It's called Olive. It's not necessarily an olive tree. And it's based on this painting by André Durand, who was a fauvist. So I've kind of looked quite a lot at fauvist landscapes. And I love, I love how they were using sort of, unusual colours, I guess. And I've got this kind of blue tree, and it really is based on, that was kind of the starting point, and it's based on a painting. And then it just kind of, it's just really intuitive, to be honest. I just think about it. It's almost sort of got, they've almost got like three or four sides. And I'm just thinking about just trying to make that each of that view look interesting. And it is, as you say, it slips from some kind of potentially kind of floral image or leaf pattern, and then it might just become quite abstract. I'm just thinking about colour all the time, and I'm just moving it around and moving it around and just layering it up, and I just do each piece on its own. So, yeah, I didn't make the... I didn't throw the forms. I designed them and got a local ceramicist called Hannah Mackay to make them for me. And so, yeah, I get the joy of decorating them. Sometime I would like to make some hand-built vessels, and I do hand-make some of my tiles.
Wow, so it's kind of nice collaboration in a way. That paint on that form. And, even though, I don't know, there's kind of this inherent response to the form as you're moving through it, there would be that, recognition of that form and that shape would, have maybe an active voice in the image, if that makes sense.
Exactly. I like that.
And I also wanted to touch on the installation of the show itself. I love how there is this really feminine, domestic feeling about the space, both through the installation of these shelves and the close pairing of works, along with the soft blue feature wall that shifts the gallery space into the domestic. Is that something you find really important about presenting your work, creating this more homely space within the gallery?
Yeah, I do. Installation is really important in my work. I'm often thinking about colour schemes, and for any artist working with objects and installations, display systems are like really kind of hard. To work out what the best way to exhibit all the, artists have been trying to solve this for so long. And the gallery have those shelves, and they actually worked really nicely with the scale of the vases and the tiles, I thought, and just that mix of being able to group some together on the longer shelves and then having the singular shelves. And the blue was one of the backgrounds that the photographer used. I worked with Ryan McCauley, who lives here in Christchurch, and he did a lovely job photographing the works against coloured backgrounds. And I thought they became really part of the work and hinted at, sort of lovely colours in a home environment. So, definitely trying to just convey slightly that idea of a room of, the domestic
Yeah, and I think it does such a lovely way, just as the vessels and the ceramics kind of extend the painting itself, and then that feature wall acts as that next layer of extension and, expansion of these colours and forms and patterns, and really, makes into a really embodying space, I guess.
That was Julia Holderness speaking to me about her current show, The Room at Ashenby, which is currently on at Sanderson Contemporary until the 7th of December.